I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We had a bit of a challenge in the beginning because we had agreed upon rules based on the fact it was going to be a closed hearing at their demand. And one of the members violated that rule, which was very upsetting because it suggested that they might violate other of our agreements. So we had to cease the hearing for a period of time until we could get assurances that no rules would be broken going forward. And we returned to answer questions repetitively, literally over and over again. I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices. So it's on the record numerous times.
And I want to know, did she feel jealous because she never got invited? Just asking for a friend. Hillary, were you jealous that you didn't have a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein? That's Hillary Clinton talking about the closed-door deposition she gave yesterday. Today, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, became the first president to sit in front of a congressional committee. But it was, again, a closed-door session. Now, Hillary at one point said, we shouldn't have made this public. I wanted it public. She can cry that all day long. I wanted it public. But she and Bill originally refused to accept subpoenas to appear and testify before James Comer's committee. See, they try to play this. It's a slick road, and that's kind of where Slick Willie got his name. Anyway, he's all over the place. And Hillary has learned how to play that game. And what got me is she said, we had rules set up. They're supposed to follow rules, and they violated a rule. Now, I don't know what rule they had. I don't know if it's justified to even put it in place, but apparently it was, according to her, agreed to by both Democrats and Republicans before she gave her deposition. And either somebody asked a question or brought something up that they said, no, that's against the rules. You're trying to get to the truth. What rules did you have in place? I'd like to know. I would really like to know. And, of course, Bill Clinton having his deposition, he has since come out and talked about it. And I'll tell you more about that as we move forward. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We are here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very easy to do so. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, LarryConnorsUSA.com. or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I know we appear in numerous other locations because I've had folks comment to me. That's fine. Find us wherever you want to find us. And the same thing for our podcasts that go up later. They're also available beyond what we offer for you through News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. I do ask if you're listening or watching at a later time, push the share button. Send what we're putting out to others, family, friends, even your enemies. I don't care. We've got to put print all across our nation and even into parts of Europe. We are banned in North Korea. I will point that out to you. I get from time to time a notice, you are banned in North Korea. That really breaks my heart. One day. They will learn of Larry Connors USA in North Korea. That'll be a bright day, I would say. I do take a moment to remind you, the St. Charles County Republican Central Committee has a big night planned for you. Friday, March 20, the Old Hickory Golf Club in St. Peter's. You're going to have a chance to mingle with a lot of other like minds. Reception, VIP reception, starts at 5:30. Dinner and program at 6:30. You want tickets? Well, I'll tell you how you do that. You go to stcharlesgop.com, get more information, or you can go to Newstalk STL and get more information. You don't want to wait. I don't know how much space they have. I've been out there for some different events at the Old Hickory Golf Club, but they could fill up pretty quick. So if you want a ticket, you need to get in early. It is March 20. That's a Friday. Do not let it slip up on you. And, of course, with Larry Connors USA, every time we're on the air, we're offering news, analysis, commentary, and education. And one thing about education, let me remind you again, your cell phone is your radio. I don't care where you are, you can be listening to us. Get the free Newstalk STL app. Put it on your phone. It is very easy to download, and it costs you nothing, nothing. You download that app, and then when you open it up, whatever program we have on the air at that point, that's the one you'll be listening to. But there are also ways to pull up podcasts and get additional information. And here's what I do in my car. You could do the same. I open it up while I'm driving, and I play it through the Bluetooth. So the speaker's in the car. I don't need to have an earbud in my ear. I don't need anything. It's just like normal radio sound coming through my speakers, but it's through the Newstalk STL app. Try it. Try it. You'll like it, I promise you. All right, let's go back to Bill Clinton did his deposition today. And here is some of the information that he stated once he came out. I never had sex with it. No, I take it back. I got lost. Twilight Zone. That was another incident. In this one, he did come out and say, I did nothing wrong. And I had no idea the crimes Epstein was committing. In fact, I'm going to read here what is apparently a quote, and I don't know that this was actually, it was part of his opening statement that he did post on social media. May I read? Thank you. I appreciate it. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our interactions any indication of what was truly going on. Do you think I'm being overdramatic in my read? Do you think he read it that way? Well, hell with it. I'm going to do it my way anyway. And he said, and I thought, and though I never witnessed during our interactions any indication of what was going on, I'm here to offer what little I know so that it might prevent anything like this from ever happening again. Like having sexual relations with an intern in the White House. Nope, sorry. I guess I added that to his social statement. He didn't say that. But what he did say, I had no idea the crimes Epstein was committing. I saw nothing that ever gave me pause. I saw nothing, and I did nothing wrong. Oh, God. Slick Willie still at it. But that's what we have heard from him regarding his deposition. We are going to see at some point, I would hope, a full public deposition or hearing dealing with what they testified to. Now, keep in mind, maybe Hillary needed to be reminded of that. Whatever you say in a congressional hearing, you say under oath. And if anything can be proven that you lied, you can face perjury charges. I'd say the same to Bill, but I think he's more than aware of it. He knows the line he can walk. Keep in mind, we just had the Department of Justice release another 3 million pages of documents. It's a lot to go through. It's a very detailed piece of information. At the core of the controversy, there are documents outlining 3 of 4 FBI interviews apparently related to a woman who accused Donald Trump, as well as Epstein, of a sexually assaulting her decades ago. Now, that seems to be missing from the latest papers released. And the woman apparently made the claims in 2019, dating back to the 1980s when she was a minor. According to the Justice Department, her allegation against Trump is uncorroborated. And, of course, Trump has denied all wrongdoing and said he broke his relationship with Epstein 20 years ago. The Guardian late yesterday published a story in which its reporter said it had obtained the missing documents. And this is, again, according to the Guardian, the woman's claims, quote, at times appear outlandish. In other words, maybe all made up. But Nancy Pelosi wants you to know that of all the presidents she's worked with, Trump is the one you should fear the most. Just listen to her in this interview.
I've been in politics a long time, as you know, and we've had Democratic presidents, Republican presidents. They've all been patriots until now. We have to win this race.
The stakes, she says, could not be higher.
Our democracy is at stake. What is a democracy? A democracy is free and fair elections, an independent judiciary, freedom of the press, due process, rule of law, all of that. All of that. Diminished under this president and the Republicans in Congress.
Is President Trump's second term what you expected it to be?
Is his second term what I expected it to be? It's worse than anything. That's not just about his second term and what that is. It's about the Congress of the United States abolishing itself and just yielding to him on every score.
I have to tell you, I would have loved to have been there in that interview room at that point. First, when she said, I've been in politics a long time. She said, yeah, you were there when they invented the wheel. Were you not? Anyway, aside from that, I would say, well, so that's what you think of President Trump's second term. What do you think about his third term? Make the woman go ballistic. In the meantime, Democrats continue to battle against anything to protect Americans, such as illegals. Like in the other night in the president's State of the Union address, he said, stand with me if you believe Americans deserve more protection than illegals, that America should protect American citizens. Democrats sat on their butt, and they still refuse to accept the fact that Joe Biden is to blame for all of this.
Well, Donald Trump and congressional Republicans would rather shut down TSA, shut down the Coast Guard, shut down FEMA, instead of making accountability measures that the American people are demanding to an out-of-control ICE agency. And so we have got to hold their feet to the fire. The American people have demanded accountability within the Department of Homeland Security, and we must continue to drive that message forward to create that accountability and create trust once again in our government, where this administration has failed our country.
That is New York Democrat Timothy Kennedy blaming Trump, as Pelosi did, for everything that's failing in our country. But we as Democrats stand on this high moral ground, and we're trying to make things better. My friend, they're trying to sell you an stuffed sandwich. Looks good. Doubt it smells good if you ever get it near your face. And the first bite will tell you, this is stuff I didn't want. That's what they're trying to sell you. And they have a lot of minions around the nation that buy into it. An amazing number of Americans of voting age are absolutely ignorant. I'll call it out for what it is. They're ignorant. I don't mean you have to know every word and passage in the Constitution. I don't. And I know it's very hard to stay up on top of things now. I fully understand that. I do it every day, and there are a lot of things I have to walk away from. I can't get them in. So I understand it is very difficult, but there are many of them that just don't do anything except whatever their leader says. And that goes also for MAGA Republicans. Do not follow Trump blindly. Don't do that. Nor anyone else blindly. I'll repeat again, as I've said often, the only person that walked this earth that I would follow would be Jesus Christ. None of the ones I just mentioned are Jesus Christ. And yes, there are still a lot of dumb Democrats as well. And of course, they're responsible for the current shutdown. You just heard New York Democrat Kennedy say it's all the fault of Trump because they don't care about protecting the public. That's why we have TSA and everything upset. They care precisely about that. And they care about you deciding that you want to shut everything down and put the blame on them. So a question raised to Massachusetts Democrat Atchison Loss.
Should workers at DHS, like those in the TSA or FEMA, brace for weeks of this?
They shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have had to suffer a day of it because this administration is insisting upon a false choice to the American public. They're saying you can either have TSA pre-check or you can have masked agents knocking on your door without a warrant. That's no bargain that a free people should ever accept, and the American public will not accept it. Democrats don't think that guns, badges, and masks are a good mix. We don't think that officers of the law should be able to conduct dragnet operations and intrude on people's personal property without warrants. And we do think that ICE should be reprioritized towards border security and towards deporting criminals. And two-thirds of Americans agree with us, and we're not going to back down on this.
Well, a lot of what you said I would agree with, except that you're mischaracterizing a lot of it on top of that. And if there have been violations and stepping over civil liberties by DHS or ICE agents or anyone, they need to be corralled and pulled back. I fully agree with that. But you guys are taking a few incidents and making them seem to be the normal procedure when they're not. I want to get into, before we wrap up the hour, what Kristi Noem is saying about the deep state, how deep it really still is. But before that, an update on where we stand in dealing with Iran. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The USS Gerald R. Ford leaving Greece for Middle Eastern waters as the U.S. and Iran tried to reach a deal during a third round of nuclear talks in Switzerland. Iran's foreign ministry indicated progress had been made, saying the two sides discussed proposals over Tehran's nuclear program and sanctions.
Talks held today were very serious. We hope that we can continue the talks over the removal of sanctions and nuclear issues with practical proposals and solutions.
But so far, Iran has refused to talk about its missile program or its support for proxy groups. Last night, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he has high hopes for diplomacy, but also emphasized the reality when it comes to the Iranian regime.
After their nuclear program was obliterated, they were told not to try to restart it. They're not enriching right now, but they're trying to get to the point where they ultimately can.
In an effort to pressure Tehran into a deal, the U.S. is continuing its military buildup in the region, with about a dozen F-22 fighter jets arriving at an Israeli airbase for the first time yesterday. Though Democrats are warning the Trump administration that any military action must have congressional approval.
Confronting Iran and halting its nuclear ambitions requires a strategy, clarity, transparency. But thus far, we're getting none of that from the administration.
If the U.S. strikes, Iran has said that American military bases in the region would be considered legitimate targets.
And you were hearing there Chuck Schumer from the Senate saying, we're not getting what we need from the government. Transparency and everything else. What we need right now is a spine, a backbone to stand up against Iran. And if you put it, quote, to a vote and you let Democrats get into the room, they'll be wimping out. They will. I don't want to see another 9/11 at any point. I know no one else does. I don't want another Pearl Harbor. And no one else does. We're in a position right now where we've got to make sure that does not happen. And Iran and its nuclear program, and I know I've already heard from the left and even some on the right, Trump said they obliterated it. Why are we going back in again? Well, I told you, and I admit I think he often embellishes, but maybe he meant it in a sense that they can't do anything with it right now. It's pushed their timetable back. Now, if I obliterate someone, they would be dead and they're not going to be risen again until the day of judgment. But you obliterate anything someone's working on, they'll just start again. Doesn't mean you didn't wipe it out or hurt it and damage it severely, but they're still capable of going back in and retooling, and that's what they've been doing. And you heard the layout from Trey Yangst of what is waiting around Iran right now with all of our naval armada. And again, I want to remind you, and I love doing this, I love taking pride in this, that right here in the state of Missouri, Whiteman Air Force Base, we've got bombers that can fly that 6,000 miles to Tehran and drop anything they want, anywhere they want. And they are supported, obviously, by men and women at Whiteman Air Force Base to see they can carry out that mission. We've done it previously, Afghanistan, Libya. We can do it again, and we will, if need be. So when you look at a map and it shows you where all our naval armada is, and now the Gerald Ford is entering the Mediterranean, approaching closer to Israel, don't think that that's all we got. Even when you see the planes at different bases around the Middle East we have, we still have a lot more. And word coming out today, the U.S. has positioned its first dedicated one-way kamikaze drone. That's because these talks the other day wrapped up again, no surprise here, without a deal. These one-way drones are not going to be obviously manned, but this is going to be called Task Force Scorpion. It's ready at this time. Participating in strikes would be come with the presidential order. U.S. Central Command spokesman was allowed to speak about it. These drones, low-cost unmanned combat attack system drones, known as Locust, cost approximately $35,000 per platform. We already test launched one in the Arabian Gulf back in December. We don't have to worry about sending it there, deploying weapons, bringing it back. We just send it crashing in. We don't care if it comes back. We don't expect it to come back. There are low-level talks scheduled next week. We may not get to next week. But Secretary Rubio says we have a lot still at stake.
I want you to understand, and everyone should know, that Iran poses a very grave threat to the United States and has for a very long time. They are in possession, and first and foremost, after their nuclear program was obliterated, they were told not to try to restart it, and here they are. You can see them always trying to rebuild elements of it. They're not enriching right now, but they're trying to get to the point where they ultimately can. The other thing I would point you to, however, is that Iran possesses a very large number of ballistic missiles, particularly short-range ballistic missiles that threaten the United States and our bases in the region and our partners in the region and all of our bases in the UAE and Qatar and in Bahrain. And they also possess naval assets that threaten shipping and try to threaten the U.S. Navy. So I want everyone to understand that, and beyond just the nuclear program, they possess these conventional weapons that are solely designed to attack America and attack Americans if they so choose to do so.
And they will. They will hit targets in the region that they can reach with those ballistic missiles. We know they've been moving them around to get them ready. And Arkansas Senator Cotton says, listen to what Rubio is telling you.
Remember, they believe for 47 years that they can't win a war, but they can win any negotiation. I think with Donald Trump, they're likely to lose both. As you said, they're refusing to stop enriching uranium. That was a central demand of the president going back 10 years. And as Marco Rubio very critically pointed out, this is not just about their nuclear program. They have thousands of ballistic missiles that threaten our bases in the Middle East, in Diego Garcia, in the Indian Ocean. Some of them can even range our bases in Europe. And they want to build missiles, as the president and Marco have said, to reach the United States. They have a space launch program, Sean. When was the last time you heard of Iran putting an astronaut into space? The reason they have that space launch program is it's the exact same technology that would be used to build intercontinental missiles to hit us here in the United States. We cannot allow Iran to continue to build this massive missile arsenal to threaten our people, our homeland, our troops, and our friends.
That's Senator Tom Cotton on Sean Hannity last night. Yeah, Iran says, we just want to bring ourselves out of the rock age. That's why we need nuclear energy. And then we want to go into space. We want a space program. They want missiles they would get into space so it could drop right back into the USA. Niall Ferguson is with the Hoover Foundation. He said a lot of the stalling you see taking place and the delay is not Trump backing up and retreating from a red line. There is a purpose.
I think that's most likely, given that the Iranian position hasn't changed, They not only are continuing to enrich, they want to keep enriching, but they also intend to continue with the missile program, as well as with the proxies that they have funded throughout the region to carry out their terrorist campaigns. The American negotiators, Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, as well as Secretary of State Marco Rubio, have made clear that President Trump's red lines include the end of enrichment as well as the end of the missile program and the proxy funding. The Iranians are not going to give ground on those issues.
No. We know exactly what they're going to do and what they will try to do. So a little time being bought is actually giving us a chance to make sure we're ready with everything. Once again, Secretary of State Rubio.
Ultimately, all radical Islamic movements in the world identify the West writ large, but the United States in particular, as the greatest evil on the earth. And every chance to have the notion that somehow radical Islam would be comfortable with simply controlling some province in Iraq or Syria is just not borne out by history. Radical Islam has shown that their desire is not simply to occupy one part of the world and be happy with their own little caliphate. They want to expand. It's revolutionary in its nature. It seeks to expand and control more territories and more people. And radical Islam has designs openly on the West, on the United States, on Europe. We've seen that progress there as well. And they are prepared to conduct acts of terrorism, in the case of Iran, nation state actions, assassinations, murders, you name it, whatever it takes for them to gain their influence and ultimately their domination of different cultures and societies.
Yeah, they have plans well beyond what they want you to see. They want you to believe everything they say. They want you to believe they only want peace. They only want nuclear capability to bring their country out of the Stone Age, when they really want it to build nuclear devices and weapons to bomb you into the Stone Age. And then they want to go to space only so they could drop missiles down on the USA. You don't want to buy that story, do you? I don't know anyone who would. ABC has to make a big admission. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. '26, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, oh, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The 50% tariffs, of course, will expire at the end of July. That's about 3 months before the midterm. So what does President Trump do at the end of that period with midterms looming that have to be on his mind? He comes out and extends it. He comes out and announces more. This is not popular with the American people. In our latest poll, 2/3 of Americans are not happy with the tariffs.
Well, the president's been campaigning on tariffs and protecting American industry for many years. And he does what he says. He delivers on his promises. And so the policy hasn't changed. The legal tool to implement it, that might change. But the policy hasn't changed. And so we're aiming for continuity. There's a 15% tariff now.
And we're at a 15% tariff now. And ABC had to admit, Trump can still put these tariffs in place. The legal battles can go back and forth, but the price tag is still stuck on some of the goods coming in. And there's additional good news economically. They're not going to tell you about it. Transportation Secretary Duffy said, U.S. gas prices, are you listening? U.S. gas prices are at their lowest in 5 years. 5 years. Around $2.80 to $2.82 a gallon. And that's backed up by several sources. You can find it higher, especially if you're in California. But that's where we are right now. And the lower crude oil prices will probably keep gas prices going down. And Duffy says you can credit these to the pro-energy policies of this administration. And you can see more declines coming forward. It is a position of many oil companies and so forth that this is hurting us because we're not getting what we need to continue. And there could be some pain there. And I'd like to think every American is doing better. I know maybe you're not. Maybe you're just in your mind you're not doing well, but maybe you're not using wisdom when it comes to buying what you're buying. I don't know. That's your decision. I want everybody to have a great income and doing well, especially if they're working, not stealing to get it. But if you're going to look at the low gas prices, as I said, you're going to find some areas where they're not going to be anywhere around, and we're talking about average gas, regular gas, unleaded. $2.82 a gallon, maybe $2.80 in some places. Unless you go to California, their national average, I should say, their statewide average is $4.58 a gallon. Isn't it great to live in California? You want to go to Hawaii? You actually get a better gas price. Instead of $4.58 in California, the average would be $4.40. And those are still lower than what they had been. Christy Noem was doing a podcast the other day and talking about that it's been amazing to her to find out how deep the deep state runs, and recognizing it is not just a deep state against MAGA supporters and Republicans, conservatives, even independents. There are folks inside our government, working against the USA. Christy Noem.
I just found the other day a whole room in on this campus that was a secret SCIF, a secure facility that had files nobody knew existed. So we just happened to have a an employee walked by a door and wonder what it was and started asking questions. We went in there. There was individuals working there that had secret files that nobody knew about on some of these most controversial topics like that. And now I've got that turned over to attorneys and we're getting to the bottom of what exactly happened there. You know, we have CBP, which is, you know, Customs and Border Protection. They know every traveler that comes into this country, every good that comes in. They're the ones who assess and collect all of the tariffs. But the information that they had on travelers that came in during COVID, what our national labs, which I also have national labs under my jurisdiction, their scientists that participated with that Wuhan lab, how they were traveling back and forth between each other and working on those experiments. It's been eye-opening.
Eye-opening to her, and she's got all this information, and what she's seeing is eye-opening. Us normal citizens, it would be a slap in the face, clearly. Shock and all, truly. If we really understood how deep this goes and how the tentacles are reaching into every little corner they can. And again, this is not just against MAGA Republicans, Trump Republicans, Republicans in general, conservatives, independents. It's everybody. I cannot stress again, this would be like we're in the midst of World War II and we've got spies inside our military operation. And in fact, we did for a period of time. Christy Noem says then she found out they were spying directly on her.
It was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people. And that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today. So one of the things I need to do and continue to do is partner with technology companies and experts to bring them in and help us. Because many times in government, and especially in this department, which was extremely neglected, we were just behind and not up to the standard we should be at.
No, we sure make some changes. And now the new senator from California, freshman senator, Adam Schiff, is underscoring the fact that it's not us. We're not doing anything wrong. It's the MAGA people and the Trumpers and all the rest of them. And Schiff said, we wanted to go through all the DHS contracting records, Department of Homeland Security, the same thing that Christy Noem works over, and document just how much they've been spending to militarize a new police force that's causing havoc in our cities. They're obviously talking about ICE, but even more. If ICE disappeared tomorrow, they'd go after the next level, Border Patrol agents in general. They're still there. They're still working. And Christy Noem is aware of it and how deep the deep state still exists.
The backwards thinking of protecting our country was extremely detrimental to keeping us safe. And many times the deep state, I think what I tell people most of the time is I always believed when people talked about the deep state before that it existed. I never would have dreamed that it was as bad as it is. It is. I'm still every day trying to dig out people who don't love America, that not just work at this department, but also work throughout the federal government.
Yeah. And that's the fear. And yet here comes Adam Schiff again saying, you know, we heard a whistleblower testimony this week that they have cut training for these new ICE agents. They're getting inadequate training on when to use weapons and how to use them. That's a dangerous mix. Now, I'm going to agree with Adam on that, if that's true. If they're cutting training and they're not getting proper training, that needs to be rectified. But why do you think they've been cutting training? Well, because they're trying to get more officers in the streets as fast as they can. And the Democrats are fighting against it, cutting the money and the training time available. I don't want untrained police officers, untrained ICE agents, Border Patrol, whatever. I want them fully trained. But they've been kind of thrown into this mill, and they just have to kind of find their way around. Some of them have good training. Some have better. And some obviously need to be improved. I'll be the first to admit that. And the same thing applies to police agencies across the nation, especially where they have been cut repeatedly by the leftists shouting, defund police. And they see the results of it. Now we're looking better and safer across the nation. The left won't admit it, but we really are. But they want to point to a handful of instances where ICE agents might have gone overboard. Shooting Renee Goodman is not one of them. By everything we've seen now, that was a justified shooting. And it never had to happen. All the woman had to do was turn off the ignition, get out of the car. There never would have been a shot fired. The other case involving the male nurse, that's still under investigation. And there'll be other cases that need to be questioned as well. But in the meantime, the left is cheering packs of snow with ice and rock being thrown at New York City police officers. They seem that to accept that's acceptable. It's not. If you want to see really where we are right now, Tim Walz makes up a complete piece of fabrication. There should be really not a shock to you, but if I tell you that Minnesota Governor Walz lies, are you surprised?
We've got conspiracy theorist right-wing YouTubers breaking into our daycares, demanding access to our children. We've got the President of the United States demonizing our Somali neighbors and wrongfully confiscating funds that Minnesotans rely on. It's disgusting and it's dangerous.
Well, now, first of all, I don't know if some YouTubers have done what he actually said. If that has happened, that's wrong, if they're breaking in. But we've got members of the left who've been breaking in or trying to break in to ICE detention centers. That's clearly wrong. And we've got these child welfare centers in Minnesota that don't even have children in them. And if he's talking about some of the reports that have been made, they walked in. They had the doors open for them. They didn't break in. There's a difference. The results showing how pathetic things have been administered and working. And there's a Minnesota County Sheriff. He says, and I take it back, a Maryland County Sheriff. But he echoes this for many sheriffs across the nation because Maryland is, again, one of those sanctuary states.
This is nothing more than politics over public safety. And we as elected sheriffs are fed up with it. You don't see this many sheriffs in one location in the state at any given time. But we have to come together in unison to stop the ridiculousness that's going on up here in Annapolis, Maryland. And lawmakers need to wake up and realize Marylanders and the American people want public safety over politics, and they're not getting it.
That's true. And police all across the nation are aware of it. They're constantly still being demonized. Have you heard the left stand up on behalf of our police and say respect law and order? They're putting all their focus, their hate, into ICE agents. But they'll turn back to the standard police officer on the beat. I want to go back over something I'd mentioned earlier, and that is that both now Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton testifying before a congressional committee in a deposition. Bill Clinton being the first president to ever do that. And Hillary came out and said, well, I had no idea of any criminal activities. I never even encountered Mr. Epstein, never flew on his island. She said, I answered every question they gave me as fully as I could. I knew Ghislaine simply as an acquaintance. Other than that, I don't know anything about Jeffrey. So she was asked, well, what about Bill? She threw him under the bus. She was so quick to throw him under the bus. What about Bill's relationship? You'd have to ask him. She offered no defense for him. None. You have to ask him. You know why? Because she has already been scorned and publicly humiliated a few years ago when Bill denied having sex with a woman in the White House and had his staff surrounding him and her beside him while he proclaimed, I'm innocent. This is a witch hunt. Well, we know how that turned out, don't we? What could happen next week on that? Or with Iran over the weekend? We will be here for you Monday, 6 o'clock. Book it. As always, I do appreciate you listening and supporting our sponsors. They keep us on the air. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.